Hello, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. Today we want to look at a new technology called PowerMap that falls under a suite of technologies called Power BI. And today Laura Rubelke is going to be presenting on PowerMap, looking specifically at Hurricane Sandy, its movement up the eastern seaboard, and its effects on things like airline travel as well as weather effects. So let's go ahead and join her at this point. And feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions. I'm Mike Wilm at Microsoft.com, and Laura is Laura R at Microsoft.com. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike. As Mike mentioned, I'm going to talk about PowerMap, which is part of the Power BI suite of tools that you'll be seeing light up in as the year comes along. And actually, this is available for you to download and play with today in as an Excel add-in. The premise of today and what we're going to do, we're going to build out some pretty fun, cool visualizations, playing with some data. I've got data coming from multiple sources because that's the way we live today. We don't just always get a chance to work with data coming from a nice single, you know, relational database. We're pulling data from the internet. We're pulling data from online sources. We're pulling data from other unstructured or semi-structured kind of sources. And this is a demonstration that shows how you can put some visualizations on that kind of experience. So what I have, I've got data that I've put up into our HD Insight service. It's our Hadoop on Azure service. And I've got up in my HD Insight service, I've got data coming from about flight information. And this is, you know, freely available, downloadable CSV information. I put it up into HD Insight and put some structure around it using Hive. In addition, I've got weather data coming from, again, government sources, free government sources. Also put that up into HD Insight. The data that I get for my flights information, you know, it's not very descriptive. And so what I did was I pulled information from the internet and did a search using Power Query to look for airline codes, because what I'd like to do is, instead of what you see with our flight data where they might give a carrier code like AA, I would like to have it be more descriptive, like American Airlines. So I was able to find a table of information that's available, so I pulled that down into Power Query, did some shaping of the information, and loaded that into my environment as well. And all of this is sitting now up into my Power Pivot. And if we look in Power Pivot and we go to diagram view, you'll notice that we've got our interesting data, including our flight data coming from HD Insight, our weather by station data coming from HD Insight. I've got my airline codes, which was coming from my Power Query online search. And I also pulled data into Power Pivot from the Azure Data Marketplace. And this is actually a free set of data that's available from Azure Data Marketplace. It's a date dimension. I'm a little lazy. I don't want to have to write and rewrite my date dimensions. So I took advantage of the work that somebody else put together and put up into the marketplace. What you're seeing off to the left, this is another set of data. It's called Sandy data. And this is something that we're going to add to our visualizations as well. And if we go back into our data view, I'll show you what this data looks like. This is information that is at a particular time, on a particular date, in a location that's marked by longitude and latitude. We have stats around the wind mile per hour, the air pressure, and the type of storm that is marked at that time. And this is tracking Hurricane Sandy, which happened at the end of October all the way through to the beginning of November. So all of these sets of data, including, like I said, our data coming from flights, there's, you know, about 1.5 million rows there, nothing too extreme, our airline codes, weather by station, we've put all of this into Power Pivot, and now we're going to put some visualizations on top of it. And we'll do that using our Power Map. To get to Power Map, I went out to Bing. I did a quick search for Power Map for Excel 2013. I downloaded and installed the add-in. We'll launch Power Map. And we'll just select New Tour. And what we're going to do is create a new tour, which is a collection of scenes. And our scenes, you can see off to the left, this is going to be our pane of scenes, or a selection of scenes. And we have just a single scene that's been started. Off to the right are the available data sets. And in the middle, you see our nice little globe. The first thing we're going to be asked to do is provide some kind of geographic information that the service can use to plot our data points. So we have information in our table, and what I'd like to do is understand how many times we've got flights that are marked as delayed or canceled. And I can do this by airport. And we're going to look at the airports as they've been marked as in the origin, so where the flight is originating. And off to the right, what I'm doing is selecting origin city and origin state from my flight data table. You'll notice that it immediately plotted out all the data points for our data. Now, do note that I've only pulled in data for the United States, so I don't have data coming in for any other country, but this certainly can plot out information all over the world. So off down to the bottom of our data pane, you'll notice that I selected origin city, origin states. When I did that, the Power Map mapped that information to city and to state. So it recognized, even though it's not saying city and state, it's saying origin city, origin state, it did recognize that that is a pattern that looks like a city, and it made a recommendation that we'll map it to city. I'll say next, and then we'll start plotting out our data. So all we're doing now is looking at what data points have been plotted. I'd like to add some visualizations about the data itself. As I mentioned, I'm interested to find out, was a flight delayed, how many delays are at each of the airports, and if I select delays, it creates a column chart for all of our airports. And you can see immediately, Chicago tends to have a lot of problems, a lot of delays, and those who fly regularly in and out of Chicago would recognize, yes, that actually is a really common occurrence out there. My favorite city, but it is an awful airport. I'm also interested not just in the delays themselves, but how often a flight is canceled by airport. So if we select canceled, it plots delayed and canceled into a single column. And we can zoom in, and you can see there's a little bit of orange underneath our blue. So we can see the number of cancels and the number of delays within the data set that we've selected. In the bottom right on our data pane, there are a few options that we have available. You'll see that we've got, you know, these two visualizations. We can either stack our values on top of each other or put them next to each other. If I select the next to each other, you'll see that they stack right next to each other. I'm going to keep them stacked just because I think it's a little more visually interesting and it saves real estate. We're going to be adding some more things onto our visual. One additional thing that I'd like to do is add some date time information. So we have our date key from our table, and when I add the date key, all I did was click on it. Power Map understood that this was a date time data type in my data source, and it mapped it to our time data. And when it maps it to the time data, down below in our map, you'll notice we now have this play bar, so we can play this information over time. If I hit play, you'll see the number of delays and the number of cancels growing over time through the data set. Also off to the right, what I'd also like to point out is that there are a couple of settings for that time, and these are available through this little clock drop-down. And the time settings are important because it changes how the data might display or play over time. One of the settings is, by default, data accumulates over time, just as you saw. Another setting is that it stays until it is replaced, which means I will keep the most recent value until a new value comes along that changes that value. I think that might be more what we're looking for, so that we could see how this data changes over time and the impact of different events. And if we play this, you'll notice it does display differently, and you can see the impact of the number of cancellations versus the number of delays at certain periods. So that is our first scene. Very simple. Created a quick visualization and just by plotting in some data points. We're going to add a new scene up in the ribbon and just click Add Scene. And it added a new scene off to our left pane. And what we're going to do is maybe add and focus in on some other data points. So in our new scene, we're going to add a new layer. So with the Power Map, you can have multiple layers showing different sources of data or different attributes of the same data. And that allows you to visually see the impact of one to the other or correlations, causations, and get a sense as to how the data may or may not relate. So when we add a layer up in our ribbon, we select Add Layer. In our right data pane again, we now have layer 2. And we, just like at the beginning of before, we need to select what is the geographic data point we're going to map. And in this case, our geographic data point, we're going to look at things as a destination. So each of these airports is both an origin city as well as a destination city. So we'll look at it as a destination city, destination state. And let's zoom in a little bit. Whoops, not out. And it plotted out those data points. We'll say next. And this time what I'm interested in layering is the amount of time that's accumulated each day for delays. So if we select our delay time, you'll notice that it added a new column for each of these cities. And you can see the time that each city has for the delays. One thing I'd like to point out is that there are a lot of different visualizations that are available in Power Map. We've been playing so far with the column. We also have available the bubble, the heat map, and the region. A little bit later, we're going to add some heat map. What I'd like to do is show you the bubble. So if we use our drop down on the type, select bubble, you'll notice that the visual changes to a bubble beneath each of those columns. Just like before, I need to add some date time because I'd like to see this change over time as well. So we'll come back up to our dates and we'll add our date key. And just as before, I'm going to change that setting so that I see the most recent value so it correlates a little more closely to our delayed and canceled information. And if we play this, you can see how there may be some relative changes or differences, or how they may be very similar, the number of delays and the number of or the amount of delay time. And if we even wanted to, we could focus in on one of the cities, maybe San Francisco, play this over time and see, while they may not have a lot of delays, when they have delays, their time generally are much longer. Now we're going to add a third scene. So we'll go back up to our ribbon and add a scene. I'd like to zoom back out again and look at the entire US. And this time what I'd like to do is add another new layer. This new layer is going to focus on our weather information. So far we've been focusing on a single table. This is our flights information, the number of delays, the number of cancels, the amount of time spent at the airport for each delay. I'd like to see if there's any impact of certain weather events on these delays and cancellations. So we're going to go back to our ribbon and add a layer. And our new layer is going to focus on our weather by station table that you can see on the right pane. And here we have not city and state, but we have latitude and longitude. And it mapped out our information for latitude, longitude. And it plotted out those data points. Now, in our latitude longitude table, we have a lot of interesting data. We've got our Fahrenheit and Celsius degrees, the hourly precipitation, the station pressure, visibility, etc. I'm actually interested because, you know, we've got some interesting events around the Hurricane Sandy. I'd like to see the average wind speed. So we're going to select average wind speed as our marker. And this time, instead of looking at the data as a column or as a bubble, this kind of information, and in particular, you know, weather kind of data, maps out really nicely as a heat map. So if we add that as a heat map, you can see a third layer underneath the other two showing the average wind speed per location. And you can see even in Chicago, the Windy City, much redder kind of value, which means there's a higher average wind speed than you'd find in other parts of the U.S. Now, the place where I need to map this together, so we've got our weather data, we've got our flight data, but remember we also want to play this over time, so we'll add our date key so that we can see the average wind speed and see that at each specific date point and data point. So we can come back and we can play this and see those values change over time. Some additional visualizations that you can take advantage of. At the top ribbon, you'll notice that there are a lot of nice little icons. We can select a flat map if we would like to see this flattened out. And you'll notice it just changes things slightly and gives us a different visual representation of that data. Now we're going to add one final scene, and what I'd like to do is come back up to our ribbon. We're going to add a scene. We're going to show you some of the advanced visualizations, and this time I'm going to take the flat map off. I'm going to keep this as a rounded globe, and we're going to look at a period of time when Hurricane Sandy was traveling up the eastern seaboard and the impact to our delays or cancellations, the amount of time that flights were delayed, and how far into the United States we saw this impact. So let's zoom it back out a little bit, and we're going to scroll this over, and we're going to add a new layer. Our new layer is going to focus on our table called Sandy Data, and this again was that data we looked at the beginning with the latitude, longitude, and it mapped out the path of Hurricane Sandy, and say next. And I'd like to see the wind mile per hour for each of those data points. Get rid of our legend. And again, it's weather-related data, and I tend to see this map out very nicely as a heat map. We can zoom in a little bit and watch this travel up the eastern seaboard. And we're going to make a few changes to make this a little more visually appealing. The first change is up in the ribbon, you'll see an option for themes. I'm going to select a new theme, maybe add a little bit of color. I'm also going to select from the ribbon map labels. That will let us see what countries, what cities, what areas were hit with Hurricane Sandy. I also don't like the way that these data points are very disconnected, and I'd like to maybe have this look a little more fluid for my end users. So in the right-hand pane, we're going to come back to that right-hand pane, and we're going to select our gear option, which is just going to bring up properties. This is where we're going to play with some of the advanced properties of our visual. The first thing I'd like to do is look at this radius of influence. And if we play with the radius of influence, you'll notice that it changes our map a little bit, our Hurricane Sandy data. It makes it a little bit more fluid, and I'm a little more happy this way. I'm also going to select up in our options. We've got this scene options. We're going to select scene options. And under scene option, this is where we can add some effects. So as we play our tour, which we'll play in just a little bit, the transition and the way that the tour adds movement is available within our scene options. So we'll come under effects, and under effects you'll see that we've got the option to do circles, valleys, figure eights, etc. We're going to select push in. We're going to maybe change a little bit about how fast or slow the push in will happen. And I also want to change the time, because I'm really only interested in this scene focusing on those dates when Hurricane Sandy was impacting us. And that happened right around the 21st of October through right around the beginning of November. So we'll bring this back to November 3rd is when we started to see the airlines clear up. As we come back to our map, one additional thing, I might change my date time by right-clicking and selecting Edit. And I want to change the format of how that date time is displayed. And I'd like it just to be our date. So we'll format that a little bit better, move that off to the side. And now we can play our tour. And you'll see our first scene, which was just our cancels and delays by destination or by origin. We're going to focus in on San Francisco and the California airports and see the amount of time that you see for each delay. It's going to flatten out, and we're adding a new layer with our weather data, and our heat map has been added into this with a little bit of movement. Now we're going to focus, and we're looking at Hurricane Sandy. And as we looked at Hurricane Sandy, one thing I forgot to do is add our date time. So we'll come back to our data type. We're going to simply go ahead and add date and time. And we can play that one again. And we can watch it move up the seaboard with the rest of the visualizations. Back to San Francisco. Flatten our map. Looking at the wind mile per hour. And then back to our globe with Hurricane Sandy moving up the seaboard. So as you noticed, I was playing a little bit with the date time formatting here. You can right click anywhere in the map and you can add a text box. So that's one way to annotate and say, you know, this is Hurricane Sandy. And you can add some text here about, you know, from October 21st through November 2nd or something of that nature, create that, and it creates a little text label. So that's one thing that you can do, and you can move this around. It's very mobile. Another thing that you can do is if you find something of interest, you know, like we did in our second scene, you can right-click and you can add an annotation. So perhaps we'd like to add an annotation to our destination city and call out something like long delay times in San Fran, and say okay.